Hello, everyone. This is George Clark for Ivy Hoops Online. Both Princeton squads were scheduled to play on Saturday, but the women were snowed out at Buffalo. That game will not be rescheduled. The men traveled to Poughkeepsie to meet John Dunn's Marist Red Foxes of the MAAC. Both teams entered the contest with records of 1-2. This was a most interesting game. The Tigers scored 36 points in the first half, while the Red Foxes matched that number in the second. The difference? The Tigers held the home team to just 19 points in the first, while in the second, the Tigers were able to score 26. In the end, the Red Foxes could not overcome the big first half deficit, although they came very, very close. The final score was Princeton 62, Marist 55. The Tigers had a good night from beyond the arc, as they must in order to have a successful season. Tonight they made 11 of 27 for 40%. Seven of those came in the first half, sparked by Ryan Langborg's three threes, the first of which started the scoring in the first minute. Matt Alaco went four for six from deep, leading the Tigers with 14 points. It took the Tigers less than 6 minutes to build an 18-2 advantage. While Blake Peters canned his second three of the half, the Tigers went up 31-12. At the half, the Tigers led 36-19. The Red Foxes were a different team in the second half as they methodically chipped away at the Tiger margin, reminded viewers of the way the Tigers chipped away at the big Navy lead last week. In a minute and a half, starting at the 8:09 mark, Marist went on a 9-0 run to pull within 3 points at 47-44. At that point, Matt Alaco canned a very important three-pointer at the end of the shot clock, sending the Tigers up 50-44. Another clutch three-pointer by Alaco, his fourth, kept the Tigers ahead 53-46. With 3:17 to go, Marist once again clawed back, making it a two-point game, 53-51. The Tigers, however, had free throw chances at the end of the game, and they cashed them in. Alaco and rookie Devin Austin each canned two free throws in the final minutes. Austin, in fact, was 4 of 4 from the line. Tosan and Langborg joined Alaco in double figures with 11. Tosan compiled a stat line worthy of an Ivy League Player of the Year. In 35 minutes, he was 5 of 10 from the field, had a team-high 6 rebounds, a team-high 5 assists, tossing in 2 steals and blocking 1 shot for good measure. Freshman Caden Pierce has started all 4 games for the Tigers. Tonight's game demonstrated the progress he is making in each game. He was on the floor for 31 minutes. He made 3 of 4 from the field, including 2 of 2 from beyond the arc. He is quietly building a strong resume at both ends of the court. The speedy Devin Austin, another freshman, got 17 minutes of action and played very well. He was able to flash to the basket from the top of the key at one point, throwing down a beautiful dunk. His playing time will grow because his speed is just difficult to handle. 4 different Tigers scored from deep, a very good sign for a young team. Usually teams that make 11 or more three balls can find a way to win, and the Tigers hope that that holds true. Princeton travels to London, England this week and will play Army on Thursday afternoon at 2:30 Eastern Time. You can listen to the live stream on the Varsity Network app. Happy Thanksgiving to all of you from all of us at Ivy Hoops Online.